Start recording.
Okay, so intro is set here. We're up. We're live. We're good to go. So I can count us in, and then do you want to do the sponsorship for Weyland Yutani?
Oh, sure. Do you have like a read for it, or are we making something up?
I have no clue. I always improvise this bullshit.
Okay.
If you want to improvise something, and if you need to take a couple takes, that is fine by me. I think their slogan is "Building Better Worlds," which is
yes,
irony. which is bare irony.
So who's the one in the alien Earth? Who the hell? Because obviously Peter.
Oh, that's a Prodigy.
Prodigy. No, not Boy Gene.
Not Boy Genius.
The girl, the lady Weyland owner.
That's just. Oh, I think it's just. It's either Weyland or it's Weyland Yutani.
Just the Yutani? Okay, I was.
Yeah,
gonna see
and I think it is Weyland Yutani because she's Yutani Corp. Technically, Weyland
right.
was the guy that looked like Bishop who wasn't Bishop from the Alien vs. Predator movie. Why is this so fucking complicated?
I don't know. But the funny thing about all of that is I followed it.
Because you're as deep into this bullshit as I am.
I'm as deep into the lore as you are. Like, yes, that made no sense. And yes, I also completely
and yet,
understood you.
And yet, we both knew.
Yeah, exactly what's going on.
Okay. don't you just come in at that point?
Oh, I thought you were going to toss it to me for something else. I thought you said a little ending, and then I come in. But hey, you know what?
I think it's just I say my thing, and then you say your thing.
I wasn't sure if you were done, though.
Oh, I'm done.
Okay.
Ad read. If you want to do that one, and then I'll just improvise something on the second one, that's fine.
Yeah, sounds good.
Cool. Or maybe I'll have this be presented by Spectre. That would work.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
I like that quite a bit,
actually. It works. I'm sure I can find a good Spectre logo. Building better worlds. That's not their slogan. I don't know if Spectre has a slogan. They should. They,
I don't
know, you
know either.
For good branding, Spectre should really have a slogan.
Fictional. I am looking it up. Does not have an official slogan.
Come on. How are you supposed to sell yourself to the public if you don't have a good slogan? I mean, that's just it's brand 101.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. No, that was Spectre, like Harvey Spectre from Suits. Hang on. It was the first Spectre that popped up. Thunderball. It doesn't look like it.
Well, we'll figure one out then. That's
we will. That's goodness.
Fine. Yep.
How about that? Weyland Yutani, Building Better Worlds. Thank you for being a sponsor.
Okay, this is off the cuff, but I gotta say that ad read went really well. That was well done. Good
job. I was practicing when you let me put in there. I'm like, ooh. I'm like, where am I gonna inflect on this? Like, I like this kind of stuff. I listen to a lot of radio anyway, so I hear ad reads all the time.
That was perfect. That was well done.
Awesome.
Okay.
Wonderful. This is a good anime, but like I see your point on a lot of it. And to the anime fans of this, like myself, like even Chris, like this anime stopped after L. It was fine.
Yeah.
Like I get like evil lost in the end, whatever, but I don't know.
Well, it's like if you did Sherlock Holmes, and then you're like, after 27 episodes of the cat and mouse of them, like, he kills Moriarty, or defeats him somehow, and Moriarty is just gone. But then Moriarty 2 shows up, and it's like, now his successor. Like, you're like, well, no, it doesn't work like that. You can't you can't have two Jokers and be like, Joker 1 can just pass the reins to Joker 2 and we'll all just accept it. No.
Yeah. It doesn't work. You know, the dynamic between the two of them was too good.
Yep.
And, you know, like, I get it. The two versus one thing, that's why they beat him. Sure. But again, no.
No.
But I think that like another one that's a quick little watch that I think would be good for you. It's about 20 seconds. Cowboy Bebop, very good show.
I've tried. I got two episodes in it, and it didn't hook me.
Damn. I mean, did you meet Edward yet? Did you meet Edward in the show? Are they in
fucking
that?
No. Shit, I got two episodes in.
I don't think Edward pops up till like episode 4 or 5. Edward is one of the best parts of the show.
Well, maybe we'll try again at some point, but I'm telling you, you know
how
it is.
One of those, I do, which is why when you said you wanted to talk Death Note, I was blown away.
Yeah.
But like, you know, Death Note's
make
one.
You happy.
My wife and I talk about this stuff all the time. Like, what are the animes that like anybody should watch? You know, Death Note's one of them, sure. I think Cowboy Bebop is one just because it's 24 episodes that just it's a full story. It's really rare in the realm of anime, believe it or not, to get a compact like 24 bunch of episodes like that all work even individually that come together in a full cohesive story. Usually they give you 12, that's not enough, or they go 48 to 50, which is just too many. or the show keeps going and it's fine. But like, you really rarely find that pocket, you know. And you saw Death Note do the thing where they ran into their own trouble. They had that pocket of like that mid-20s and then went more. And, you know, they shouldn't have done that.
Amusingly, on the topic of live action adaptations from Netflix that shouldn't exist, I did watch the Cowboy Bebop one.
You got two episodes into Cowboy Bebop. I got 10 minutes into that.
It was fine. I mean, for what it was fine. I watched it because John Cho was in it, and I like John Cho, and he was
watching it. That's why I wanted to watch it. Yeah. He's good, but he's not my Spike.
He's
not my Spike.
I get it. Yeah, on the topic of that, just as a slight aside, while you finish up your taco salad, because I want you to make sure you get your lunch in you, we were originally looking at doing an Arby's review here instead of Taco Bell. I wanted to check out the new peach cobbler rolls they had that are basically just egg rolls, but, like, filled with peach pie filling. I'm like, oh, that sounds amazing and stupid and awful, and I must have it. And then we recognized the fact that the company that owns Arby's also has donated a whole bunch to Trump, and neither of us can do that for the same reason we can't go to Chick-fil-A. So, unfortunately, the cast will not see many Arby reviews in the future until things change.
Yeah, maybe a couple years, and, like, it's disappointing because I hear really great things about those little dippers they got going on right now, and the peach cobbler little treat sounds very good, but...
Oh, so good, but I'm not eating it now.
I can't support somebody that does what they do. Simple as that.
All right. I'm going to take a drink while you get the next thing loaded. Give me a sec, because hydrate up.
Yep. All right.
Today's episode presented by Ocean Spray Cranberry.
And Liquid IV, because I swear by that.
Stuff's so good.
I love it.
Not presented in any way, absolutely not sponsored, but I would accept their money, because I drink their juice all the time.
Dogfaith did it a few years ago. That skateboarder guy singing Fleetwood Mac drinking cranberry juice, and if you weren't hooked then, that got you.
So good. It's just, I like the tartness of it. Okay,
I do. I love it.
Back to the food review. I like, once you get to it, I like the chipotle. God damn it, Becky! She has got me saying that wrong. The Chipotle
guy who played Blade in the movie, the bad guy with the swords, was actually Dolph Lundgren's like stunt trainer. And when Skeletor and He-Man are going at it at the end, it's the Blade guy in the Skeletor outfit doing the fighting. So
yeah, makes sense.
Fun little trivia.
Well, I didn't think they were gonna beat the shit out of like 60-year-old Frank Langella at that point.
I mean, he brought it though. He brought it. He bought into Skeletor if he was like, you know, on Broadway.
He showed up for a very different movie. Yeah.
That is brilliant.
I'm just saying. He did. He showed up for a very different movie. Yeah, he did. Did you have any other notes that you want to touch on, or did we get all of that?
I'm looking here. The train ride we talked about.
You have the same notes? Oh my god.
Yeah, I looked at yours and I kind of like looked at the same, like, okay, what did I feel in this section? Like we're on the same page throughout it. Like The triple, double, triple, triple overcross at the end was like, you know, Russian agent, double crossing, Russian agent, double crossing, Russia coming back to Bond. It was just like, I don't know. Like,
it doesn't work for at all.
And the car chases, like, I hate, and this is just me hating in general, like, I hate this.
Yes.
know, like, nobody does this. I get you're doing this because you're on a green screen. But I hate it. And there's so much of this in that movie that, like, I just can't deal with it.
No.
The double cross of Goldfinger again, you know, with his people and all that. He had some good little quips in there. You know, my Mr. Solo here has a pressing engagement, and they put him in the car compressor, and then I got to separate. I got to separate Mr. Solo from my gold. I'm like, how are they? Oh, they're gonna melt it down and just take. I believe that is something I would see Goldfinger do. So
yeah, he can't not have his gold. Unrelated, now this will go in the outtakes, but I watch, Becky and I have been watching Ordinary Sausage on YouTube. It's a guy who makes the most ridiculous, awful sausages, and he, like, makes them by hand. He'll buy, like, a McRib meal, put it through a grinder, and then put it into a sausage casing and see if it tastes good as a sausage. It's terrible food. Some of the ones he makes are bad. But he has this thing after, like, he's done the sausage, and there's a little bit of meat left in the squeeze tube, and he does Will It Blow, and he tries to blow the meat out afterwards. That was what I thought of with Auric Goldfinger, was just him going...
Like a spitball through a tube,
man. Exactly! That was so dumb! Like, if they do suck him out the window, it should have looked better than that, is all I'm saying.
Yeah,
And that was some good material there too that we just lost. Stupid thing. Fucking hell. But this is why I always check everything before we get going, you know?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
You know, next time, like, you know, you get going, I'll not talk until you're like, yeah, I've been setting up for a few minutes.
You're fine. So you watched Predator, you liked it again, you thought it was good.
Yeah, it was good. Enjoyed that quite a bit. The like I said, three very, very solid Predator movies in a row. Like, you know, from Prey to Killer of Killers to this one, they've been good. Trachtenberg is doing a very nice job.
He really is. They need to lure him back, which apparently is, which we'll get into with the thing. It didn't do well at the box office, but it's done well on streaming. So they expect there's still a good chance he'll be allowed to do something.
I think there's going to be a sequel to it. I think there is. They certainly plugged it in there, and we'll get there when we talk about it. You know.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But I like the three that he's done. I like the original Predator, and I liked Predators. Yeah. I thought that the Predator planet
that was
concept,
not bad.
Yeah,
it was
like
cool.
Their hunting world was cool. Like it's not. It's uneven. It's not perfect. And I think it would have kind of been cool if the military guy that they meet on the planet who's been there for years had actually been Arnold Schwarzenegger like they originally planned.
You've said that before,
that
he wouldn't
cool.
come back for it. Yeah,
that
would have been
cool.
Interesting. They kind of teased us with that a little bit too at the end of Killer of Killers, showing us showing us the girl from Prey, showing us Danny Glover's character from 2, and showing us Arnold from the first one, all kind of in cryostasis. So there's some cool stuff out there.
It's in my head. It's always Naru because I know her name, and Dutch.
Naru, thank
everyone
you.
Everyone knows
Dutch.
His name, and then Danny Glover. Like I don't remember his name, but it's just Danny Glover.
He's Danny Glover in every movie. He stays in his lane. He knows his character. He's typecast without being a typecast.
He was born too old for this shit.
He was born too old for this shit. Fun fact, we're older than he was when he was too old for this shit.
Isn't that... Well, I mean, his character was supposed to be 50 in the first Lethal Weapon, but he wasn't.
He was like 42 or something like that.
Yeah, it's really weird, too, because they're trying to bring back the Lethal Weapon movies for, like, Lethal Finale or something, which I have faith in. But I'm like, how is it 40 years later and the dude is still working? There's no fucking way. He was supposed to retire 40 years ago. What is he, 90 now?
I mean, the first movie was his retirement, like send-off, and he just decides to stick around for 4 more.
Yeah, I know. Like that was why I liked the TV show, because the TV show was just a reboot, and you could just get back to the basic formula, and it worked well. But anyway, your camera you look like you're leaning back. Are you gonna sit up, or do you need to lower your camera some?
The last time I was doing it, I'm just gonna move. Like I had it facing down like this because Fizzle and I were playing Magic.
Yeah. I get that.
So
I get that.
All I did was put it back up there. Is it still good now?
You were actually playing physical Magic?
We're playing Magic, yeah. He got me to play the cards from Mashima. Really got me into like wanting to get more of them. So I've taken to buying quite a few of my own, and in New York this past weekend, I bought the Titus Commander deck, which I'm very excited to take for a ride. He was explaining that to me. Between the stuff that I've gotten from Mosh, like we put two solid decks together. I haven't played in over 30 years. Like it's slowly coming back to like, hey, this was fun, and I'm enjoying playing it with the Final Fantasy cards specifically. Like it's been a lot of fun that way.
Yeah, I got in with 4th Ed because it was like I missed 3rd Ed by months. Which is annoying, because that's when the cards were actually worth something. But I got into 4th Ed. I sold all my cards since then. I don't care anymore. But I played through to Ice Age, and that was around the time that they announced that, you know, if you played in a tournament, which at the time I was building a deck to do, like, if you weren't in 5th Ed or any of the cards that were in 5th Ed, even, like, the expansions and everything from 4th Ed and before, if they weren't in 5th Ed, you weren't allowed to use them in a tournament. And I'm like, then what the fuck? Yeah. What the fuck did I spend hundreds of dollars worth of money on? And that was when the switch in my head went off and I'm like, I'm done. So
sell, get your money back.
I sat on those. I actually sat on those cards until I just moved. And then I had a friend of mine sell them and he got like $80 for the set. And then he went off. I was like, I don't even need the money. Just go buy a board game or something. It's fine. I don't care.
It's
good. I am looking at the TMNT set they're doing because I love the turtles. Like there are two things you can do to get me to like buy some Magic cards, and that's Castlevania or Turtles.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's the other one? Castlevania.
They did. Castlevania, I think, would actually blend better for like Magic because it's fantasy based, I'm contemplating trying to just get the four turtles and maybe Splinter so I could put them on my wall in magic card form. Yeah. I just don't want the deck. I don't want to play anymore. I'm out.
It's like a common, like not
the commoner. I am the commoner here.
I was going to say common sport fan, but you're not even like maybe a passing sport fan. You'll see the Super Bowl will be on at a house you're at, whatever. You're not going to pay attention.
If it's not curling or roller derby, I barely pay attention.
Curling. Now that's a hell of a thing, man.
Yeah, I wish I had TV or a better way to like Peacock or something so I could go and watch the curling. I would have done an Olympic curling episode with you this year. That would have been great.
Yeah, there was some high drama, I think, too. The Canadian guy was cheating a little bit and everything.
Don't touch the rock.
Yeah,
your own room.
Boop. Yep.
Well, and then there's the political drama, which we don't normally do politics, but I'll do it for like a quickie here. The whole political drama between like the U.S. men's team winning over Canada and Trump celebrating them, and then the U.S. women's team winning and all of them making a sexist joke about them. I'm like, come on, guys. Can Trump not ever be classy, even just for like 5 seconds? Does he have to ruin everything?
The man does not have a decent bone in his body.
He doesn't fucking have it. And like, as people were pointing out, this is the guy who ran on a platform of trans people are bad, and trans, like, men, quote-unquote men, are gonna go in and ruin women's sports and make the women uncomfortable. And then he's the one making sexist jokes and making women uncomfortable. It's just like, come on, fucko.
It's insane, man. Like, it really is, like, insane where we are. And, like, I mean, I was telling my wife a little bit before, because I watched the State of the Union last night. You know, I wanted to see if he crashed out. He didn't crash out as much as I was hoping, but, you know, like, whatever.
From what I saw, it wasn't an award-winning performance either.
I mean, they're just, say what you want about the length or whatever, there just wasn't policy. It was a two-hour victory lap of how great he is and how great,
which he's not.
And watching every Republican just stand up sucking his cock was just like, oh my God, for 2 hours of just like whatever. And he's saying like all this, like bringing religion into everything. Like, dude, you are not religious in the least bit. Like, don't fucking lie to anybody. You've never even set foot in a church unless you were trying to demolition it, bulldoze it or something. Like, I don't know what I believe in. My family's religious. Like, sure, believe in what you want. Don't be a dick. I think that's a good thing to live by. But like, if God is real, if she is real or he is real, man, would you be able to prove everybody who's a doubter, like a believer, if you would just smite him down the next time he says something about how good the Lord is. Like, wouldn't I love to see that? I would just love to see that. Oh, man. Yo, Mortal Kombat looks exciting,
it
man.
Does. Like, it does. It does. Trailer. It looks cheesy and dumb, but I will say it looks like they spent more money on it, so it also looks really fucking pretty.
It looks like it's going to be bloody enough too, where I'm going to be like, all right, like we're not getting that PG-13 Mortal Kombat they tried to throw down our throat 10 years ago or whatever it was. Yep. Like, give me the actual give me stakes. You know, I want that. It was violent game for a reason.
The first one was really good of this new run. The sequel looks great, and they have Carl Urban in it. And I got to tell you, he commits. I love him and everything he does.
Yeah, he's also in the new, like, we got to see it, I'm sure. Like, the new, The Bluff, Prime, the new movie that just came out.
Okay.
Have you seen previews for this at all?
No, I have not.
Bro, it looks good. It's about a woman pirate, and she, like, kills people. So, I'm here for it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Swashbuckle Adventure, Frank Flowers, Carl Urban. Okay, yeah, I'll keep that up. My wife and I will watch it probably tomorrow or this weekend or something.
Nice,
We've been going through, because it's Fantasy Franchise February, so I've been finishing up. I started 3 years ago doing all the Disney Princess movies in reverse order.
Oh, cool.
And so now we're finishing that. We just did the third Cinderella movie of that set. So we got to do the live-action 1997 with Brandy and the 20-something movie with What's-Her-Face from Baby Driver.
Oh, yeah.
So I gotta, we're doing those, and then it's go and watch the first Snow White. I actually already watched the live action one, which was awful. But we gotta go, gotta go do the animated one to finish out the set. And then I've done them all, and I don't have to do them again.
I don't have to ever do them again.
Oh my God, Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty were rough. Oh.
Did you incorporate Maleficent into that?
I'd already watched Maleficent before, because I'd done them for some other reason. But I did go and rewatch Maleficent, and that one's great. Love that movie. But,
yeah, Maleficent's very good. The second one's okay, too.
It's fine.
Not as good as... It's okay. It's okay.
Sleeping Beauty, though, is rough, because it's like, it's about this girl, and she has no agency and no reason to be there except to motivate other people.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's boring. Yeah. Okay, so finally, The Bluff. Which,
yeah, what did you think?
I liked it. I liked it a lot, actually.
Okay,
I know
I liked
there's
it too.
A lot of reviewers out there that don't like it, that it has like a 50-something on Metacritic and all that. I'm like, did you guys watch the same movie I did? Because
I
wasn't expecting anything more than what I wasn't even expecting what I got, and it was pretty fucking awesome. So
it had more story development than I was expecting for what this was supposed to be.
Yeah.
She stabs the guy in the hamstring and rips the knife up the back of his leg. I'm like, oh my God.
She did
that. She is so crazy.
She did that. And I'm like, even if he escapes from here, he's bleeding to death soon after. Yeah. He is not surviving this.
Like, she was a good fighter, I think, even too. Like, you could tell, like, I would watch. I don't necessarily think I'd want a sequel to this. I would watch a origin story to see where she came from, though. Like, I think that could be kind of fun.
I think it depends. I think, so I got, recently I picked up Sisu. The sequel to Sisu, The Road to Revenge. The first one was about a guy who gets gold and has to try and get it, keep it from the Nazis who try to steal it from him. And the second one, I don't even know what it's about. I haven't watched it yet. But it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I could see her trying to, after she gets her gold back and tries to keep it, that she then has to battle, like, the British who want to steal her money from her or do
something
else.
I could see that, yeah.
So, like, I think you could pivot direction where it's not just her trying to protect her family, but, like, trying to free herself from some other group. And I would just, I would watch her kick more ass. I think it'd be hilarious to watch. Like,
I'd be down for that, yeah.
If Sisu's allowed to go and kill more people, why not Bloody Mary?
Yeah, why not, right?
Why not?
I mean, even, you know, the sister of the husband, who I thought I was going to really dislike most of the movie as just like a typical kind of like, you know, stupid family member that gets in the way. Like, she grew on me at the end, too, even where I was like, I'm glad you made it out alive, too.
Yeah, I think if they did a sequel, they would have to give the sister more to do that, like, where she was actually learning the ropes and being a killer, because that or you just have to write her and the son off because they would just get in the way.
It just wouldn't work out for an action movie. But yeah, good times, fun movie.
Excellent. Okay, we got both going. Woo! Yes.
Woo!
Yeah, no, I was surprised the stuff that I looked into for this movie because as the, like, a Roald Dahl written script that basically throws out the book entirely.
Yep.
Yep. Starting the trend that we'll get to where they just take the name of a James Bond work and apply it to a completely unrelated movie.
Yeah, that's just where we're heading right now. Like, it was a tough watch, man. It really was. Like, I was
so bad.
Dreadfully bored most of the time, which says a lot because it's a Bond movie about...
And you like Bond.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I like Bond.
You like Bond, yeah.
We'll see y'all next time.
See, yeah. Actually, I can just let you have that and we'll just... go with that right there. Okay, so
I was trying to like not do that to go over. I'm trying to find something that
that's
I can end with there that's not like we'll see you next time because that's your thing. Like
that's fine. I'll let you have this one. It's okay.
It was so weak. Dude. It was so weak.
Do you want to do
we
it
will
again?
See you all next time.
Next time. It's okay.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul, hoping this fun doesn't fall off the cliff and go. What? All the way down. So,
wow, you completely cracked out there, dude, on the microphone.
I feel like I do a good Mario, too, so that's kind of bad.
Microphone didn't think so, apparently.
Oh, dear.
There you go. That's much better. Hey, that was a good outro.
Like,
you took it to 6-7, and that was pretty fucking funny, so...
I'm catching myself lately saying 60, like 66 or 7, like, just randomly, and like... It's not, it's someone usually my age that's like, oh, like the do. I'm like, no. Like, why do you know that? And now I feel bad that you made me remember that I know that. Like, it's stupid. I'm old. Fuck you.
Get off my music.
I just had my birthday 2 weeks ago. Fuck you. I'm 44. Jesus. I'll tell you what, can we do Running? Which one did you like better?
Of the two movies that we watched?
Yeah.
I like On Her Majesty's Secret Service, but I'm always a fan of that movie.
Did you throw notes in here for Majesty? Yes, you did. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I did.
I want to reference that. That movie, like, I was bored to fucking tears for, like, 50 minutes, and I was like, this is a 2.5-hour Bond movie, like, and I'm already bored.
Sad.
Then it got good. Then
so
it got
sad,
good.
Because I like the whole... We'll get into it.
We'll get into it.
Okay.
Let's cover the dumb movie first.
Okay, yeah. Running Man versus Running Man. So in 3, 2... One, I was very happy with those ads. They were so on the nose.
Like, that laugh is so good. I thought I'd be able to hold it together.
And then we're good. I got the notes.
How is my lighting in here? It's gotten dark because we're going to get some rain. Still good? Okay, cool.
You're still brighter than my room because I only have one tiny desk lamp and I'm never turning on anything else. So we're fine.
Okay.
I went and I got a regular Totino's recently because we did that Totino's Extreme review, the ultimate.
I got one of those. Anyway, keep going, too.
So the one that I got was a standard Totino's, and it was the nastiest piece of shit I have ever had. They've done something like the cheese was foul flavored and gritty, and I'm like, it's Totino. I understand that you're the cheap pizza, but you actually at least have to be palatable. Raise your prices 25%. Don't give me like crayon cheese paste.
Yeah, we were I think it might have been like a couple weeks ago. We were just kind of feeling like whatever, not feeling like going out. So I got a Walmart delivery because I needed a few things, and I saw the Totino's down there to remind me of you and me when we did the thing. So I got one too. And man, that shit was gross. I was like, dude, it's still so bad.
It was wretched. Like I'm not gonna go back and try their ultimate again because now I'm afraid everything they're doing is awful. But when your
ultimate was bad, man.
Yeah, the baseline was so gritty and gross. I couldn't even finish it. And I'm like, you know how bad it has to be to throw out any pizza? Pizza is like the basics. You should just be able to eat it. This was nasty. Yeah.
It was not good. And like, you know, it was a fine snack, but like, I would never, not again. Like,